also we have an apology from Mbotsebekhulu, as he is attending the another committee meeting that we call. We have the DG who has apologized as well. He has given us a notice that talks to the Director, Deputy Director General of the Regulation and Communication Service, the Civilian Department of Network at hand. Those are the few apologies that are members. With those few words, Deputy Minister, the floor is yours. Any comments, Mr.
Bates? It's a bit concerning because we have some of the meeting. The really important stuff to discuss, I mean, it's linked to other officials. We do need the DG to be business. I'm a bit concerned about the number of apologies that we get. The fact that things are being used to other people to answer our needs now.
Thanks, Chair. I think I agree with the honorable data sharing. It may be intentional that the Director General always is not available to the moment when there are serious issues. That means user accountability. And I think Chair, before we start with the meeting, this point must be clarified. Where is it?
Can we also just get confirmation that the DG is on leave? Started the other day and he's on leave. I just wanted to get confirmation whether that's the reason why he's not here.
Inability to attend the briefing to the Committee on Water and Sanitation on Governance and Management Issues within the Water Board. A lot of fail at the table 2015-2016 annual report and update the way forward to the management and governance issues that impacted the Water Board. Please accept my sincere apology as I will not be able to attend the scheduled session. Mentioned briefing due to an urgent meeting with Citibank Water and clients and municipal managers to start money owed to them, that is Citibank Water Board, on June the 7th. That's what it's written here. Mr. Nguna?
I wanted you to have money for the chapter. I wanted you to read it. that he can prioritize people with no disabilities and give the department where he's accountable to come and report where he's accountable. This is paramount to your decision. I would request to break the check confusion when it comes here, you must have to put it up and take it there. Take it on the street.
The DG called me this morning. Pressing upon a need for him to be recruited, prioritizing the rest of the country region, the meeting with Citibank and also Bloomwater. And subsequent to that, I had called the minister. The minister put it plainly that the DG is expected to be here. So clearly we have a DG who does not respect the minister, who does not equally respect the parliament. So that's where we are. The issues are serious, and I've expressed to him a need for him to take those accordingly. In other words, seriously, equally. So that's just generally where we are now with regards to the issue. So we have here a delinquent.
I understand now that the dream is very much of my mind. Not the calling the minister one thing that once the commission has sent out the minister, what we expect is that the department must comply. If they cannot comply with the impact, they know what to do. But the matters that we're dealing with are so serious that they require the accounting of the certificate. Because at the end of the day, the responsibility lies in that. For the DG chair to go and give these issues of clean water and use this of clearly tells you that he does not take parliamentary. Now, when you don't take parliamentary, it does not just honorable Mugumi say that we need to have this clean. No, you need to make a recommendation as this parliament, the committee of parliament. The person comes to an extent that undermines parliament. He can make a recommendation to parliament that this person is not fit to hold office. And
therefore we recommend that the settlement be removed from the because the line of accountability has come to Parliament lawyer. Now if you are called upon and such a serious matter that is for the committee, you can be certain when you start going to other things rather than to attend that the problem is currently dealing with the rest of it. Therefore, I propose that you be for the future and give the committee to reflect and then you can get the committee to the committee.
Okay. I see your body language is saying three things. You tell us.
Thank you very much. Honorable Chair, I want to compare with the last speaker, Honorable Chair. Because the fact that recently we were having a joint meeting with SCOPA, where in that meeting the Director General failed dismally to respond to the questions which were raised. That is number one, Chair. Number two, we openly remarked, you indicated that the Board of Consultants has been disbanded, the funding is not working. Now we are going to get a presentation which we might have questions that must be responded to by the Director General. But the DG is not here. I'm not sure whether doing justice when we are continuing with this kind of initiative. And I also wanted to check the kind of records that we are having as the portfolio committee, which is why I'm supporting the last speaker that we give the Deputy Minister a platform to clarify us. Thereafter, we take a position because we cannot allow this kind of an anomaly to continue. Thank you very much.
Thank you. I did say that Mr. Gallo will tell us three things, and indeed he has told us three things. Having read the body language. Deputy Minister, without much ado, let's allow you to take us through. We have indicated that we shall have to start off with infrastructure, but obviously members have raised issues before that. First statement. Thank you.
What I discovered is that this is
Chairperson has allowed it to go on the day. And the minister is not aware of it, because he's saying the same thing to today. The debate, and the minister is not aware of that. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Obviously, the DG does not work under me, so I'm not the one who is supposed to be in front of me. I go to say go that way. He works for the department, under the ministry. Okay, so we have a problem here, without having to belabor on it. Now let us take the route proposed by Mr. Chauke, which was seconded by Mr. Balu, that let us come back to this issue as to how we take it forward. The matter related to the DG and his conduct. It also has an implication on the work that we are also expected to do, whether or not we shall be able to do justice. Mr. Kalo raised a very important point that relates to corporate deliberation on the very issues that we are about to deal with, which we did not receive much information about. So all of those issues will have to be dealt with, and especially the fact that the matter was before SCOPA, and we attempted to deal with it, and we never conclusively managed to deal with the issue, which we had hoped that in today's session, at least we shall be able to lay those to rest, which will have implications, I would imagine, that will say we might just not be able to continue conclusively with our mission. That until the DG, the minister, comes before us, which we will have to have another mission to deal, especially if we are dealing with matters related to overbear. Those are some of the implications that we might wish to have. Mr. Fasson?
Chairperson, with all respect, whether the DG is here or not, it's not going to make any difference. It was very... We could have seen that last week, and Chairperson, last week in Scopa, I really felt bad for the members of the portfolio committee that attended that meeting. And Mr. Smith eventually said, but Chairperson, come sit down with us. Let us tell you how to deal with this matter. As if we don't really know how to deal with this matter. It was embarrassment for me sitting there and seeing the DG can't answer one question. So, Chair, whether he's here today or not, I think we should go ahead. He will just tell us this thing happened prior to him being appointed. So that's my take on it. Let's go on with what we have. We deal with the DG as Honourable Chauke has said. But I don't want us to be seen that we people flying down from wherever they come from Joburg, and the people of the board members that are here and the officials. Let's deal with the matter, and then those that we are not sure of, let's deal with that on a later stage. So my proposal is let's go ahead and deal with this matter.
Mr. Chauke? No, sir, Mr. Macron. No, sir, ma'am.
Hello, Chairperson. Let us really come back and deal with this matter, not for the sake of compliance, but we have people coming from foreign parts of the country in the morning or last night, and therefore we need to see not that we're dealing with a problem. The problem that we are dealing with requires the attention of the accounting of the public department. Take a position based on what you are going to do. Now, if we were to go back to the last meeting, the matters that were raised are matters that were raised in the meeting last week. Not only in the meeting last week, there are matters that were raised. The issue of oversight, the issue of infractions, they are not renewed. We have dealt with this matter before. We don't get an answer that we want, sir. Until we are then exposed to the public accounting. We are not new, but it's the manner in which we do oversight. The manner in which we do oversight is that an oversight that allows people to come here, laugh out, go away, clap hands, have nothing here, thank you very much for nothing. That would have to come to an end. This department and its status currently, both financial project management, there are quite a number of things that are wrong in this department. And therefore, Chair, the absence of the accounting officer in this department has confirmed again by the ministers in the health. The last time in the portfolio meeting that was held, the Director General arrived 3 hours late and we were told that it was you, the Chair, and the Director General was speaking English, therefore you have made some concession for him to arrive there. Again today we are told that the Director General said you have given him a permission to go away so that he's not accountable to you. It's wrong. It's a big lie which to appear before this committee and confirm it. Chair, the position that you must take in this committee. The matter when you say we are doing the first month, we're dealing with the matter of an entity that cannot produce an annual report. Its allocation is over $40 million. Its assets is plus minus 4 to 5 million. Currently there's chaos there. There's no accountability, there's no leadership chair in that entity. The Department of Water and Sanitation is not giving leadership. Now, what do we then do? We then say no, no, for the sake of compliance, let them speak to us. Then what? Then what then happens? Now, the proposal that I'm going to make here is that the officials that are here, led by the team.
And maybe before the proposal, I want us to do the proposal later. Have taken an approach that let's deal with the issues and then come back with a proposal later on as to how best we then take the whole process forward. So that we don't put the cart before the horse.
Well, what I'm going to propose, Chair, that you do in that line is for you from the Chair now to raise the issues. You have them there. What are the issues? You raise those issues. Chair, because as I said earlier, that we know, but it's important from the chair we raise this. Raise those issues then from there as we close, we then say, this is what we now to do intentional. Because the seriousness of this issue, Chair, no one else except the accounting officer, no one else can see. So raise them so that as we deal with the final position that we take, everybody now understands the seriousness of this. Therefore, if we begin to do this exercise, the committee will definitely be assessing itself on oversight and holding the case accountable. The department will now know that they are accountable to Parliament. Because all along, therefore, Honourable Person should say that for the sake of compliance, it will not come and go. It's no longer going to happen. So I think it's important that just highlight those issues.
Mr. Paula, and the last one is from Mr. Makonda.
Ngibonga Shlalo. Nami ngithi angifike impela
faka igxathu. Khona lana engithanda ukuthi sigidele khona sibe komiti. U-DG nangokwami ukhombisa okukhulu ukudelela noma ukudelela leli komiti. And ihlalo khona sokwa wena ufuna ungayithathi kancane funeka uyibheke. Bukala uminista wazi ukuthi u-DG ukhona la. Yes, azazazi umtshele nokuthi akavuki senabeni. Lana uma idatha, udatha ezi usekhulume nawe. Ngiyathanda le yakho yokuthi uthi wena awuhlangani naye kodwa umqashile. Bengifuna ukwazi ukuthi yini esingayinceda yena siphume naye ngoba ukhombisa ngokudelela and lilonke. Bese lo mnyango uney'nkinga eziningi. Special lapha kumhlahlizo ofuna siyibuze eyiqondene naye ngqo. Ezinye zenzeke nje manje ngoba kunama-election yabo. Yilapho ngithi khona izinto eyiqondana nabo la manje bayabalela. Izosinceda ngani thina lesile likomiti ngoba instead yokuthi siye phambili sibuyele emuva sihlale. And futhi yabona manje ma sengizokwazi ukuthi athimaye ngabe enza ukukhohlakala kwagoba ukukhohlakala lo bese zocasha ngawo yenyini hlangene lapha khona nogodo okwasigcolisayo thina njengasithi le portfolio committee. That's why always ngithanda ukuthi njengoba sila asizile ukuzodlala sizela ngey'nkinga esiseyibhekeleni nabantu. Ngiyamthanda u-deputy minister because ukhona la uyazwela uyabona. Mina bengithi ulolona funa athathele inyathelo ezisheshayo ukuze kubonakale ukuthi we are not coming to play here, we are coming to work. Abantu bafuna i-deliver time. Ngiyabonga.
All what Mama Kaula is saying is that DG continues to be successful. The DG equally defies the instructions of the minister. As a result, he's running away. The way forward must be taken as a decision out of this meeting by members of parliament. That's in a nutshell what Mama Kaula is saying. Mr. Makondo, being the last.
Thanks, Chair. I agree with Mama Kaula that the DG is undermining this portfolio code. We understand, Chair, that he is new. But 4 or 5 months is a long time. And you know why Honorable Bafon embarrassed himself when he appeared in the COP? It's because he does not understand the issues in the department because he does not come before the portfolio committee. That is the reason. And we are saying, Chair, we can't continue with this meeting. You will remember, Chair, this committee nearly failed to adopt the report, the budget report of the department. Simple because officials who do not have authority to take decisions were sent to the meeting and mixed messages were communicated and nearly created a confusion within the portfolio. And we are saying a person who is accountable, who is head of that department, must be present in this meeting. So that when he speaks, we know that the accounting officer of the department has spoken. So Chair, we can't continue with this meeting if the DG is not here. Thanks.
Ngemvume yakho nje nawe ube ngufakazi lapha kanomhlambi kwenza ukuthi mhlambe waba kancane leti uyabona o-DG lo okhona manje ayeke siye phambili akazi lutho akhona okugodwa okubambekala ngayo instead ukuthi uma ufuna i-ansa encane uyathokoza udlulwa yilaba bebengaphambili. Indaba yaloditshintsha ayikho, ngeke senze lutho, sizorivesa kakhulu. Abantu bafuna amazi hlala and sizogcina sishaye ominista la, sishaye odebet minista nabanye la, kanti inkinga ikuloditshintsha, loditshintsha umsebenzi wakhe awukho. Ngiyabonga.
Why don't we deal with those issues later, Mr. Person, as and when we are dealing with the way forward? Let's allow the Deputy Minister to take us through. Let us allow the team from Tatuzi to take us through the issues and deal with those issues, and then come back to Overbeck and deal with the issues out there. And later, when we have talked way forward, we are able to deal with some of the recommendations going forward. You are expecting them.
Okay, I support you on that. I also believe that one man won't make any difference. The Deputy Minister is here. Let's deal with the issues. We'll deal with the DG on a later stage or after the meeting.
Are you seconding?
No, I'm not seconding. Sorry. But we want to do exactly what you are proposing. So, for me, I see a problem. And the problem that I see is the problem that I allow Makwanda that we cannot share, that we do this exercise for the sake of compliance. What then happens? If we're dealing with these matters, then what's going to happen? We deal with them with reason. The minister is here. Yes, he's aware, she knows the issue. Then what then happens? The person that takes responsibility to go and make sure that implement the decision or recommendation that they're going to make about this issue. Okay. And therefore, we do this exercise online. I'm proposing that we don't proceed with this. We don't proceed with this. This is a proposal I'm making here. That. Because I thought that day, when I was saying here that we then, at the level of you, where you are, put this thing before it is here, because we have them. And I've attempted earlier to try and deal with these issues. It's an annual report, and the person that we the annual report, that make sure that the compilation of the annual report from the HCD or from the department, the accounting office of the department. The people that are here, none of them is affecting to the community. If we're to follow PFMA to the latter, the PFMA does not talk of the community of the accounting office. And that's what we're dealing with here. We're dealing with an annual report that has not been presented. People have not accounted on the money and the programs that they are running within that facility. And that responsibility lies with the accounting officer of the department. So my position therefore says that let us not be into the sake of compliance. Please, that's the appeal that I'm making. We may receive this meeting. Send a clear message to the Director General that in the next meeting that this committee is going to. We expect the Director General, the accounting office of the department, to be here. The annual report is not here. There's no annual report. When you deal with the use of annual report, it has nothing to do with any one of the people that are here. These are the blind function people that are here. The accounting office of the department takes responsibility by law. Follow PFMA, the latter, it tells us what the accounting office is doing. Not here, Mr. Ben. Why we have to speak and continue engaging? What happens? The issue? We know the issues. We know the issues. If we want to talk about the issues, we know the issues. We know for a fact that someone has been seconded from the department, has been seconded to a particular entity there that is non-functional. So I'm saying, therefore, Chair, that the position, we must never make a mistake. If you do this thing, that is why you go to COPPA and get the barrel there. Because you are not able to do the issues to the police. And that's the position that I'm proposing.
Okay, Mr. Tucker, the issues are two. As I mentioned earlier, there is in Tucker's water. There is also over there. To a very large extent, what we have been responding to has had so much to do with overbeck. I am saying, let us allow the Deputy Minister to take us through, together with the team from the department, and allow the Mhlathuzi water to table its report on all the issues raised. And then we come back later to overbeck on the way forward. So that's all I'm saying. Mrs. Baker, not that I'm a caller.
Thank you, Chief. Chief, you know, with all due respect, these are urgent matters that need to be dealt with. We're not dealing with the animal resources, it's structures and overgrown water boards, and we need to resolve these two issues. We have DDG's present, we have the Deputy Minister present. Whether the DG is here or not, we still need to engage with DG board. And in actual fact, the minister should be here as well, especially with regard to Mhlathuzi water board, because she is directly implicated in the rulings that are made there. But however, even in her absence, I'm prepared and I think we should all proceed. It's not going to make any difference whether the DG is here or not. We've had three DGs in 3 years, and that is a problem. But we need to proceed with the work of the department and the work of the community, which is to do oversight over the department, whether the DG is present or not. We need to engage with these issues, and I propose that we proceed with this meeting.
Can we then, as I have ruled, that we continue, allow the Deputy Minister to take us through, and allow the Mhlathuzi water entity to report to us. Can you take that route?
There are also issues. That we are aware of. Unless chair, you sitting from that chair, you can give a guarantee that issues that we are going to raise will be responded to adequately. Because the accounting officer is not here. And also the issues that are there require his presence. The acting CEO here, as you said, he came here by himself. He's the chief executive at the board. And who's going to respond to those issues that are linked to that? Because the DG is not here. I think, Chair, would be very much unfair to Mr. to defend himself before this portfolio committee when the people who created the situation that tied are not here. Unless if you give us that assurance that issues that we're going to raise will be attended to, I may not have a problem. But it doesn't assist to have a meeting for the sake of having it.
Deputy Minister, you want to respond to all the issues? They relate to both Mhlathuzi and also to overbeck. Whether or not we shall be able to deal with them adequately. No, what I'm asking, Deputy Minister, is that if you have any feedback you might give us on the number of issues raised by members. That's what I'm asking.
How do they
No, that's fine. Members, okay, Mrs. Mahavan.
Thank you, Chairperson. Well, I just wanted to speak before you indicated that the DM should say something, whether she accepts to take us through or not. I wanted to check if there is a problem for us postponing this meeting, since we are saying that the accounting officer is not around. Chairperson, on Friday, is it Friday or Thursday, we attended COPA Thursday, Wednesday. We attended that COPA meeting. They indicated there that they need to get clarity from the accounting officer. I think the DDG and whoever were there, but specifically they wanted the DG to talk into the issues related to the department. So for us really here, now I think it will be a futile exercise. If it needs us to come back tonight, if the DG will be here, I think we have to do that. If it's for us to meet tomorrow morning, if he may assure us that it will be here, let it be so. But for me to continue with this meeting, really, Chairperson, I don't think it will be doing that. I support the statement said by Honorable Chauke, Honorable Makolo, and Honorable Kaula. Thank you, Chair.
Members, I think what is very clear, but abundantly clear for members, is that we are not continuing to Mr. We are not continuing with our meeting, mainly due to the absence of the Director General, who is expected to come before us and count. Granted, the issues are old, they predate him. Granted, the issues have been raised either in SCOPA, and he shall have had a briefing on a number of issues related to what we are seeing on. What is equally clear is that as an accounting officer, he is expected to deal an account on the issues that either in the report or raise a SCOPA or that we have been raising over a period of time. So clearly the issues are there for him. There were people, even before he came, that were there. So as if he's starting a new project. There were people who shall have briefed him, who shall have handed over a report to him. So we are not dealing with new issues for him. So what clearly members are saying here is that we need to reschedule this meeting, both for Mchatuzi and also for Overbeck. that's what we are dealing with, Deputy Minister and your team. Clearly, expected of us also is to look at date in which we can come back together. I was just consulting with the committee secretariat, who is either looking at Friday or for us to come back on Tuesday next week. That is coming Friday. If we start earlier on Friday, we are finishing give or take around 12. Failing which, Tuesday we might be disadvantaged. Some of our members here are having other committees to attend. The call is ours. A quick one, Mr. Person,
can I just keep one thing clear? Mr. Singh is here. He's acting as the DG in this meeting. If for some reason the DG minister is not, then I raise my question.
Mr. Macomb, are you fine?
If you
you see, we are in this situation because of the Director General of the Department. We have set a date as a portfolio committee that he must come and appear and respond to the issues that were raised. He's not here. So the issue is not with this committee. It's with the Department and the Director General. Thank you.
Well, what I'm asking for members is a consent on or for Friday or for Tuesday. Can we have a quick one, Mr. Stefan?
Thank you very much, Chair. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
I suggest Tuesday is suitable for us.
Okay, we're all fine with Tuesday. Okay, thanks for that guidance and counsel as well. Deputy Minister, we are at this point.
So, when I'm here, I take instructions from the committee. If the committee is saying we meet again on Tuesday, we will definitely do so. And we will make it a point that the teacher is here. In this data, your concerns are even first. And of course, maybe this is not even to answer the questions that are in the report. So I think this is a book that the teacher is here as an accountant officer to answer some of the questions. I think the decision by the committee we are saying we will definitely make sure that on Tuesday we are up here.
What I can say, members, is that these little things that we do, they impact so much positively for us. And I can safely say that this committee is indeed hard at work. We may take them light. It is out of this committee that we have been raising the issue of the water board and its term of office that had lapsed. That process has led to a point where the board indeed had to be dissolved. And I can safely say that we are indeed stamping our feet on issues related to accountability of the department, executive, and also the accounting officer. So let's not take light to what we are doing. That today we had Mr. Makondo again stamping the feet and saying, we cannot go ahead. The accounting officer has to come before us and be able to indeed account for the PMFA and also the Water Services Act and also the Water Act very clear on what is expected of the department and also the entities themselves. That today we have entrusted water and all its issues that have to come before us here. Indeed, it is part of the work that we have been doing. And also that we have Overberg Water Board. Point I was raising earlier on about Water Board having serious, very serious issues that we have to deal with. The fact that since 2015 financial year, we have not had any budget, we have not had any annual report approved by Parliament. It's a serious indictment. In fact, I can safely say that you are doing illegal things. You exist
illegally. That's the extent in which I have been making a statement saying the issues are very, very, very serious. You're not so much bothered about your own internal issues. But the fact that you do not have any budget approved by Parliament, the simple question that arises is, how do you operate? Where do you get your money? Because it has not been approved. But those are all issues that are supposed to be part of your program, your report, your submission of it. I'm aware I'm speaking like a reverend or a priest, where you speak all by yourself and nobody having to respond. But the response is obviously scheduled to come next week. The deputy minister is informing us that the department is presenting its APP at the NCOP on Tuesday. Members, let's change our program for Wednesday once and for all. And then we reschedule the master plan for a later date, unfortunately. Okay, members, if there is nothing else, Mr. Basson?
Chairperson, is it possible that the committee could study behind it to discuss this thing of the DGPP as well, and request you then to write a letter on behalf of the committee, if possible.
Okay, that should be no problem. Deputy Minister, thanks for the time, and even team from the department and also the entities. Unfortunately, as the media says, we thank you personally. We understand. I hope you understand as well. Okay, thanks. Until we meet each other next week on Wednesday.
Thank you.